This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness. I don't care if you're a business or an athlete, they'll take care of you and get you on track. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. And we're getting close now. We're 2 weeks from Saturday. Opener. Now, the college football season actually opens a week from Saturday with Georgia Tech taking on Florida State, among the other games, in Ireland. That is not an easy game for any organization to be a part of. And especially the team that's designated the home team for the game. Because guess what? If you're designated the home team for the game, Penn State was the visiting team, by the way, when they played UCF there. When you're the home team, you have to provide all the chains, first down markers, the yard marking bags, the uprights. Yeah, you got to provide everything. I mean, you're the one that has to ship it over there. Then get it back. It's tough enough just playing in the game. You know, getting over there. I mean, being a part of it's neat. I mean, they do go out of their way to show you the best of Ireland, the best of Dublin. I mean, terrific. You know, I know when they gave us a tour of the Guinness factory, that was cool. And so those parts are great. But in terms of the practice area, I think the college at Dublin is where they practice on a soccer field. And I've told that story before about being there, and there were these five students, you know, because they let people in to watch practice. Five students were sitting there, you know, and I was going around practice checking this, and then, you know, finally at some point nature did scream, and I said, okay. So when going back down to the field, I saw these five guys sitting there, and I said, hey guys, I said, you students here? Yeah, they all said yes. And it turned out that three of them were from Ireland and two were from Scotland. And I said, how much do you guys like American football? Oh, love American football. I said, well, what are the top sports here? I said, you know, because they're playing on a soccer field. I said, is soccer a big deal here? They said, no, not really. It was Irish hurling and Gaelic football, which when Penn State got a demonstration, the players did on each, and they brought in the national goalkeeper for the Irish hurling team, and Irish hurling is a fun sport, right? And they brought in the national goalkeeper and all the Penn State players, all of them, taking shots. And I'm like, yeah, they're winding up and they're belting this thing. And this guy is standing there like, save, 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 save. I walked over to James Franklin. I says, James, I said, see that dude over there? I said, he's just toying with our guys. So I said, well, what about American football? Oh, we love American football. I said, well, what's your favorite team? And all of them said the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, remember, Dan Rooney at this time was the ambassador to Ireland. Oh, we love the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love them. And at this point, Jack is walking over to talk to me about something. And I said, well, you ever hear of Jack Ham? And this one guy from Scotland, and this is one of the guys from Scotland. Oh, Jack Ham. Jack Ham, yeah, yeah. I said, you want your picture with him? I said, oh, I'd love to. I said, well, he's standing right there. Five of them were like, oh, my God. But it's not easy making this trip unless it works out where you need a bye week the next week. It's not playing that game as your opener. You can negotiate that part of it. It's the ability to get back and then play at a decent level the next time out. And you need a bye week between games. Well, Penn State didn't have that. Now, they won the next game. I think it was Toledo was the next game up. But when you play a game overseas like that, you do need a bye week. And Florida State and Georgia Tech will open up in an ACC game. Tomorrow is the big day. Da-da-da-da. Because tomorrow is another one of those declaration days. If Florida State wants out, and Clemson wants out after this season, they have to declare tomorrow that they're out after the season. If they don't, then they're committed to the 25-26 season. And that's how it works. And those are the two you're looking at. Now, right now, nobody's talking about it. There was this story that was put out by Brian Hazarika today on Sports Keda. And the story goes as follows. In light of recent conference realignment chaos, the future of the Atlantic Coast Conference remains uncertain. Many experts believe... Okay, that's a bad start, experts. Let me ask you something. When's the last time experts were right about something? I mean, think about it. In everyday life, sports, whatever, experts. Okay? Experts. That, to me, is already a red flag. Okay? Anybody who's in this business, your opinions, based on as many facts as possible, are also best guess. Not an expert, best guess. Okay. We continue on. Many experts believe the ACC could suffer the same fate as the Pac-12. Okay. With both Clemson and Florida State continuing in their quest to leave the conference, other programs in the league could follow the same path. According to college football insider Greg Swaim, Commissioner Jim Phillips of the ACC could see a massive change in the structure. He reported that 8 programs are potentially looking for a way out and are in talks with the Big 12. He also compared the situation to where Texas and Oklahoma announced their exit from the Big 12. Swaim also reported that nothing is expected to happen in the next couple of years. Oh, really? Don't make it seem so imminent. Here's the quote. There are no less than 8 current ACC schools that have had or are having third-party talks with the Big 12. And that's wise, as nothing official will happen for a few years. There may be some news shortly that FSU and Clemson are out. Think of it when Oklahoma and Texas announced they were leaving for the Big 12, but it would be 2 years before the move took place. As sure as I can be that they are both leaving, but exactly where they're going is a big question. Swain previously posted about how the Big 12 learned that the downsides of unequal revenue sharing following Texas and Oklahoma's departure in the recent conference realignment compared to Clemson and Florida State. The Big 12 learned with Oklahoma and Texas that unequal revenue sharing just doesn't work. Texas was a killer on that. They were getting 40% of the money in the Big 12. 40%. They weren't getting 1/12. They were getting 40%. When Nebraska made the move to the Big Ten, Tom Osborne was the athletic director at Nebraska. This Big Ten thing is on the table for him. And in his last Big 12 meeting, he looked at the Texas contingent and said, are you guys going to share some of your revenue on the Longhorn Network with the rest of us since we're playing in those games? And the answer was no, which is the answer that Osborne expected. That was enough. Osborne left the meeting, and he and Jim Delaney were standing together a couple days later in Lincoln. Swaim then posted, however, to help buy out FSU and Clemson, he says, that would be a horse of a different color. But again, tomorrow is the next one. Okay. August 15th. If you don't say anything by tomorrow, you don't say anything, you're committed for the next year. So they would be committed for 25-26. And there have already been a lot of reports that the two schools are not going to ask to leave by tomorrow. So they're going to take the court system, and then we'll find out by August 15th of next year whether they're in or out. But it's not going to be this year, which means they're going to be in the conference two more years, this year and the year after, minimum. Now the next key is actually going to be in January or February. Why is that? The ESPN contract with the ACC, we've been, and you've heard me quote it over and over again, 2036, 2036, 2036. When they started the ACC network, I think they committed to doing it in 2016. I think the network actually went on the air in 2019. The contract is to run to 2027, but there is an opt-in that's in the contract. And all ESPN has to do is sit there and say, we're opting in. And it goes from 27 to 36. That's all they have to do. We're opting in. We're going to take it all the way to fruition to 2036. So Jim Phillips has decided to at least sit down and do some negotiating with them, obviously trying to get a little more money out of them, with the idea they can keep these where they can keep these two schools in line. Okay. All right. And so that's the next. So tomorrow's part one. The mediation thing's going nowhere. I mean, don't give me, oh, yeah, they're going to come to an agreement. They're not going to come to an agreement, please. I mean, it was mandated. As you notice in House versus the NCAA, it was the judge said you need to sit down. In every antitrust case, they always tell you to sit down with the other side because it's less expensive for everybody. The two parties, the courts, to have it worked out ahead of time so you don't need to spend money on being in court, including the court having to work. So they always suggest mediation. So somebody, oh, see, they're going to sit down. They're sitting down to do what? It's not going to happen. So, it's tomorrow, that's one, and the next one is going to be, I think, January, February, and that's when the opt-in time has to come to go beyond from 27 to 36. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Go to NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Half hour brought to you by our good friends at NIL Game Changers. Your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness. Go to NILGameChangers.org. I don't care if it's a business athlete. They'll do it all. NILGameChangers.org. All right. See if the Phillies can win a game. Jeez, the Marlins just... Really? That was one of those... It's not quite with the White Sox beating the Yankees the other night. It's not quite like that. But it was one of those, like, eee. Really? Yike. And I think he's right. Ranger Suarez is important in terms of being on track. And they got to get a little more offense right. Offense has been so important to what they've done, but they need to get a little bit more offense right now. And that'll be important for them. It's not a question of going out there and taking the approach of, you know, offensively, you know, we'll just outscore them and not worry about how many runs we give up. No, it's... It's more than that. I mean, and a couple of guys just have not been hitting. They're not getting as many hits in the clutch. But it's also a 162-game season. For all we know, next week they're back on a roll and they settle back down. They are a talented team. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Athlete business, they'll take care of it all. At NILGameChangers.org. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. Final half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. All right. So James Franklin yesterday on the offensive line said, I think we have a chance to have eight guys, which is what I've been telling you since in the middle of spring. Nick Dawkins, Drew Shelton, Anthony Donko, Sal Wormley, Benga Ioane, J.B. Nelson, Nolan Rucci, Cooper Cousins. I mean, those eight guys. Nelson is a multiple position guy. Ioane's a multiple position guy. Cousins is a multiple position guy. Third running back, not determined yet, but I'll say this, Quentin Martin's done a good job. Cam Wallace has had some bumps and bruises, but I think Wallace is getting ready to, you know, get himself back in there full bore, which will help. And Corey Smith's making progress, too. His head was kind of on a swivel for the first 10 days, and now it seems like he's settled down a bit. The receivers. Wallace and Clifford have been the cut above. But Evans, Julian, Fleming have had good camps. In fact, I think for Fleming, his last 3 days have been his best 3 days. Like what I see. I mean, that's looked good. Khalil Dinkins, bumps and bruises. They want to get him back as quickly as possible. So Andrew Rapelet behind Warren, but then you've got other guys. Joey Slaffer's having his best camp. Okay. But I'll give you another guy, Luke Reynolds. Reynolds needed to put on more weight. He needed to put on more weight. And, you know, he knew it, they knew it, everybody knew it. And he did. He put on more weight. And now, he still is not making the weight progress. It's kind of steady right now in his number. But, man, he's got good hands. He runs good routes. And tight end spot is terrific. Now, he was asked yesterday about red light, yellow light, green light. My understanding is that meeting is on Sunday night? It's either Sunday night or Monday, where he'll sit down and he'll talk to them, to the freshmen, about red, yellow, green. It's either Sunday or Monday. It might be, I don't know, I've got it written down. But I don't have it in front of me. See, this, I think it's Sunday night after they're done practicing, and then Monday's an off day anyway. And then, of course, he mentioned the Peter Gonzalez situation. He said he's got a long-term injury, not short-term. He'll be out for a little bit. So that's basically what he said last night at his media get-together. But as I pointed out to Greg, that yesterday was not a day the media watched either. It was a day where they just got press conference access, but not practice access. So, and the place kicking part of it, he was talking about Sahadic and Barker, and then Meyer. And Myers had a good camp, but Sahadic and Barker might be a little bit ahead, at least today. Now, I said, you know, I would have said that about Falcons a year ago. And then Falcons went into a slump the last 10 days before the opener. Falcons went into a slump, so that's why Sahadic was opening as the kicker. And then, of course, Sanders didn't have a great opener. They switched back to Falcons, and Falcons then got back on track and kicked like he did the first 2.5 weeks of camp the rest of the season. Happens. For all of you watching Phillies baseball, that happens, right? You hit these slumps. Alex got into a slump last year right at near the tail end of training camp. You're like, hey. So, in the end, Alex did get the job back and had turned out a really good season. Very dependable. Very dependable. So let's see how that plays out. Because that competition's going to keep going. It's not going to be a question of, hey, okay, we hit the weekend, that's great, let's pick the kicker. No, that's going to keep going. Now, when you get to the Sunday night practice before West Virginia, everybody will know who the kicker is. So, and the punting part, I think everybody has a pretty good handle on that, and has a pretty good handle on who the kickoff guy is, and has a pretty good handle on the snapper. The holder will be determined, I think, in all likelihood as to which guy wins, although they've been rotating holders, but there's usually one guy that each kicker likes, so above all. And yeah, it's also kind of hard to take whomever the right-footed kicker's holder is and flip them around to be the left-footed holder. Yeah, you got to turn around. Believe me, it's a little tricky. So, and West Virginia, I don't really, you know, other than the basics, at some point I'll sit down and take a look at a couple of things that they're doing, but no. Not at this point. I'm not going to sit there and pretend I've taken a long look at them. I'll do that in the next week or so. No, there isn't much to look at. I mean, but I watched them play their bowl game last year. I probably saw West Virginia on TV at least 4 times last year. the Little League World Series underway in Williamsport, South Williamsport. This is Steve Keener's last year, I believe, running it. So congratulations to him on a phenomenal job and a great career. And he's been a great friend of this show. There's so much. And by the way, J.J. McCarthy, we talked about his injury. He's out for the year, so they won't. The meniscus is a little bit more the thought process made, you know, it was a little more extensive than I think they feared. So let's get Little League World Series. Got to have some scores here. Let's get some scores. Little League World Series, please. Thank you. Now, Royals are leading the Twins 3-1 top of the seventh at Target Field. Mexico leads Aruba 2-0 top of the fifth. So Mexico leads Aruba 2-0 top of the fifth. Later, Salem, New Hampshire against Hawaii at 3. Chinese Taipei against Surrey, Canada at 5. Lake Mary, Florida against Sioux Falls, South Dakota at 7 in the opening round of the Little League World Series. One of the coolest events out there. Look, they've overcome controversy during all that. And when I see something where it's 11 and 12-year-olds and people have felt compelled to cheat, Danny Almonte, that hurt State College. They were playing in the Mid-Atlantic Championship game, and that's who they lost to. Lost 2-0. Or I see what happened with the Jackie Robinson of Little League in Chicago. I go, what compels you to do that? They're 11 and 12-year-olds. Just play ball. Have fun. I'm confused. The FedEx St. Jude Championship is this week. Hideki Matsuyama is there, but he'll have to go through the tournament without his caddy or his swing coach. Why? Well, when they left Paris, they had a stopover in London. And Matsuyama and his group were robbed. Matsuyama told Golf Digest that his wallet was stolen during the incident, but fortunately for him, his bronze medal and his passport were not taken. Now, as for his caddy and his swing coach, they had their passports and visas stolen, thus they're still there. They had to be sent back to Japan. They've asked for expedited documents to return to the U.S. Now, remember, if you're a top 50 finisher this week in Memphis, you then get to go to Castle Rock, and then the top 30 from Castle Rock go to the Tour Championship in Atlanta. Matsuyama says they won't make it in time to go to Memphis, but if he finishes in the top 50, then he says they should be able to make it to Colorado. Okay. And Tyler Van Dyke, by the way, has won the starting quarterback job at Wisconsin. No surprise. But J.J. McCarthy out for the year with the Vikings. Tough blow. I mean, look, you invest in a draft pick like that with the idea that probably by, as Neil Coulong said yesterday, that he'd be the starter by maybe game five, game six. Now it's Sam Darnold all the way through. Sam Darnold forever. All right, take a break. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sun, ride with the sun. Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors in the North Forest Street Auto Plaza is where you want to be in August for massive savings on new Fords. Pick from 39 of the fuel-efficient 2024 Ford Escapes with discounts up to $4,600. And Sunbury Motors has them priced at the lowest price ever offered, just $27,995. Choose from 19 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports. And SMC has them slashed up to $6,100. And they start from just $27,995. Browse from 26 of the number one selling SUV of all time, the 2024 Ford Explorer, with savings up to $6,300. Plus, get 0% financing and priced from only $41,565. SMC has 37 2024 Ford F-150s with discounts up to $13,000. And they start from just $47,859. Sunbury Motors is a fourth generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All of Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, so high school football season. A week from tomorrow, we'll start with our high school football roundtables. Get everybody ready for the games that you will hear on the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations. So we'll talk to them a week from tomorrow, next Thursday, to get you ready for Friday's games. And that's the amazing part. On Friday, the 23rd of August, high school football starts. I think their scrimmage is this weekend. And used to have two scrimmages. Now it's one. But that's good. That's fine. And for me, well, since I'm done here, I'll wait about a half an hour. But then I'll take off for Harrisburg, the capital area Penn State alumni group. And talk with them tonight. Clarissa Crowell, the softball coach, did a great job. She led Penn State to the NCAAs last spring. Joe Crispin will be there as well. And then I'm there to talk football. Medal count, college medal count. Stanford led the way with 39, 12 golds. Cal was second, 23. Virginia had 15. USC, 15. Texas, 15. Penn State was next with 13. Three golds, three silvers, and seven bronze. UCLA had 12. Kentucky had 11. Florida had 11. LSU had 11 at the Paris Olympics. Meanwhile, the suit has already told us in no uncertain terms he is going to Los Angeles. His odds of staying in Los Angeles are slim. I think he'll be able to get a hotel in Daly City, 400 miles away. That's all right. I'm sure he'll work it out. He's waited his entire life to go. He should go. You know, if there's something you want to do in life, just go. I've told the students in my class so many times, I don't want you to get to 35 or 40 and have regrets. Don't do it. Don't sit there when you're 35 or 40 and have regrets. Go do it. So I'm glad in 28 he's going to go do it. He also should go to the Indianapolis 500 at one point in his life. All right, this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none.